Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence.
Welcome to Lost in the Static.
I like our theme, but I think we may need an update soon.
Maybe after episode 100.
Maybe.
This is 84, so
I know.
We've only got a little while to go here.
I know. Okay.
Relatively short period of time.
Half a year.
Now, Scott, when you want to buy a sex toy, where do you go?
I go to Dawn's Closet.
Dawn's his wife. But where do you go online to buy new ones?
I was just thinking, I can't think of a place where I could do it, but it may be if I had a really good deal, I might try a new place out.
I got something for you, man.
Okay.
AdamandEve.com. You go there, and the great deal is if you use the code STATIC in the part where it says, do you have a promo or a discount code, you put in STATIC, they'll give you 50% off of a single item. And that's not it. They'll also give you 3 free DVDs, a free mystery gift, and you know what? Fuck it. They're even going to throw in shipping.
Really?
How awesome is that?
That's a good deal.
That's a very good deal, all for using the promo code STATIC at AdamandEve.com.
Cool.
You know, we're going to have to come up with something more creative than that.
Something. I don't know, because I'm just going to have to go and...
You know what might be kind of fun to get the audience involved? See if they can come up with a good Adam and Eve promo that we haven't tried yet that they might want to... Let's see if they... We're not going to guarantee we're going to use it, but send us your ideas of what would be a fun way to try and get the code out there
show. In fact, I'll tell you what. You know, now that we have that Facebook page, facebook.com/lostinthestatic.
Lost in the Static. Is it all as one word?
It's all one word.
Okay.
/lostinthestatic. Then you can post it there. And we'll see it, and everybody will see it, and if we like it, then we'll put voices behind it.
Absolutely. But you have to get in all the elements, remember. This is kind of like a contest where you don't win anything. You got to get in all the elements, like the 50% off and all that. But Scott and I are totally open to feedback.
Sure.
So there you go. Or if we have a couple of non-Facebook users, we better give them the email address, too.
Okay,
fire away. LostInTheStaticShow@gmail.com.
Okay.
So, all right. No, you were going to say before I cut you off.
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of putting things in and things coming out of your ass, you wanted to talk a little bit about Marvel.
Marvel Comics.
Yes, because you love them and you want
and
to promote them.
I hate them so much. Because for those that don't know, and Scott said he was kind of unfamiliar, he was only passing familiarity. The word that I can't seem to say.
I was passingly familiar, or I had a passing familiarity.
I'm all tongue-tied over it. But Gary Friedrich is the creator of Ghost Rider, the original 70s version of Ghost Rider.
I thought Stan Lee created him. I'm not kidding.
Do you want a karate chop to the throat?
No, hang on. I am not kidding. I thought Stan Lee created Ghost Rider, along with almost all of the Marvel heroes.
First, Stan Lee co-created Spider-Man, Fantastic Four on that. With Jack Kirby or Steve Ditko or his artist collaborator. He just likes to be a glory hog and claims that he was the genius behind Marvel Comics. All right? But Ghost Rider was created in the 70s by a guy named Gary Friedrich.
Okay.
And this is the Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider, the one that's now all very popular in the movies, the one that Nick Cage is playing.
The one that pees fire.
He didn't pee fire in the Gary Friedrich stuff, okay?
Okay.
But so Gary Friedrich, he's basically destitute. He makes his money now going to conventions and drawing pictures of Ghost Rider for like $10.
Okay.
Well, he saw all this money Marvel is making. So he literally, without a lawyer, which might have been his fault, went up to them and said, hey, guys, I created Ghost Rider. Can I get cut in on a little bit of the profits? After they stopped laughing and did that, oh, shit, you're serious thing, he went and got a lawyer and sued them. Well, not only did he lose in court, it turned out he owes Marvel money because they say all the pictures he's been drawing of Ghost Rider and the comic books he's been autographing that are their intellectual property, he's been doing that illegally, violating their copyright, so he owes them $18,000.
So are they just going to sue the hell out of DeviantArt and all of the fan art that's out there too?
They might, because they're owned by Disney now. So, to help this poor old man who can't even make a living now because he can't even go and draw Ghost Rider anymore, or he's in violation of Marvel's copyright of it, Hart Fisher of American Horrors, the TV channel, hopefully our future boss, Hart Fisher in the 90s had a line of t-shirts called Marvel Can Suck My Cock that he put out to protest Marvel's 1990s sleaze practices.
I remember you talking about that. Didn't he get in trouble at Comic-Con?
Yes, he actually got kicked out of Comic-Con for that.
Oh, okay.
But Marvel sued him. He won. So Hart and I have got together. We are he is bringing back the Marvel Can Suck My Cock t-shirts with Marvel Can Still Suck My Cock. So for $20, email pr@americanhorrors.com. For $20, including U.S. shipping, you can get a Marvel Can Still Suck My Cock shirt. And outside of the printing costs and the shipping costs, all the profits go to Gary Friedrich to help pay his bills towards Marvel.
Cool. And just as a purely vain thing, tell him you heard on this show.
Yes, and personally, I'm going to buy a couple of those because I've always wanted a Marvel Can Suck My Cock shirt. I'll settle for a Marvel Can Still Suck My Cock t-shirt.
You're buy me one too, aren't you?
No, you can buy you one.
No.
You can buy... Hey, I don't even get a free one and Hart's on my show. I don't even get a free one of these. But it's basically to protest this douchebaggery. Marvel is being douchebags. And I have a feeling it's not Marvel. It's probably the mouse. It's probably okay. Disney going, no, you go after this guy hard. How dare he say he created something that even on the very first appearance of Ghost Rider said created by Gary Friedrich. How dare that son of a bitch want money for that?
Okay.
So that's just something I wanted to get off my chest and tell people, go and order these Marvel Can Still Suck My Cock t-shirts.
Okay. And now let's get into the main meat of the show. Speaking of douchebaggery.
Well, we need to tell people when we're recording this, because by the time they hear it, it'll be weeks out of
date. It is the day after Mass Effect 3 came out.
Correct. And then it turns out, and you didn't believe me at first until you read up on it, and then all of a sudden you're like, after some research, I just got an email, all in caps, those fuckers!
That's right.
That's the email I got from you, those fuckers! Well, it turns out Mass Effect 3 has got a lot of problems with it. One being they didn't think part of the importing system through, which is a big complaint issue. Because the whole point of the Mass Effect games would be all the decisions you've made in Mass Effect 1 affect how your character and how the storyline plays in Mass Effect 2. And therefore, also all those decisions affect how the storyline plays in Mass Effect 3.
Exactly.
Well, it turns out if your character profile from ME2 was saved in cloud or on a different hard drive than the one you're trying to use to import to Mass Effect 3.
And hang on. Saved on a different one and then ported over to the hard drive you're using.
Right.
Because if it's saved on a different one that you're not using at all, then of course it's not going to go.
Right. But what we're saying is like, you know, you have it on like an old Xbox 360. You use a memory card. You move the file over and you move it to your maybe new larger hard drive. Well, the file won't import properly and you get to go to the crappy default storyline that no one that's ever played the game gets, where half of the characters you spent the last two games getting loyal to you and recruiting aren't there.
Right.
Grunt has never been released from his capsule. You don't get Kasumi. None of the characters are loyal. Thane dies in the suicide mission. I think Morden dies. You never cured the Genophage. Rex is still alive, which was a pretty big plot point, whether you had to kill Rex or not in the first game. And it basically makes all the decisions for you and takes out the whole point of this being a totally interactive experience.
Which is weird, to say the least.
The way I read it was it's because they started developing the import system before cloud was really a viable option, so the system is not set up whatsoever to use it.
Yeah, which is...
But then there's the even bigger issue.
This is the one that really pissed me off. And you're right. I didn't believe you until I read the article you sent.
I like the fact that you don't believe me just because I tell you something. I really like that.
I don't believe anybody just because they tell me something.
No, I wasn't being sarcastic. Yeah. I'm saying you did your research. I wasn't being an asshole to you.
Oh, yeah. No,
I was saying you didn't just believe me. You researched it and found out, shit, he's right. I hate this.
Yeah, critical thinking, folks. Get used to it. But yeah, I read one article the one that you sent me. I found another one from another publication.
The one I sent you, I think, was from PC World.
PC Gamer.
PC Gamer, sorry.
Yeah. PC World, I don't think, is being published anymore. But nonetheless, I found another article, I think, at GameInformer.com, or not Game Informer, Game something.
Game Trailers?
Other. No, not Game Trailers. Okay. Game something or other. And there's only about 30,000 of them out there. And then I, believe it or not, it's in my strategy guide. Because I went and I bought the game. It was funny because I was talking to Dawn last night over dinner. And I was, well, over what do you want for dinner? And she goes, well, you could go here. And I thought, wait a minute, Mass Effect 3 is out. Or I could go here, which takes me by the game shop.
Convenient.
Conveniently. And so
dinner was decided by you needing to go pick up the game.
She asked for Burger King. She got McDonald's because McDonald's takes me by the game shop.
Okay. Fair enough.
Exactly. But I bought the game and the strategy guide. And because it's handy when you're doing the narrative thing and you want to play with the decisions.
And you and I disagree on that I think I would rather make the decisions myself and see the fallout. But
that's what I do is I always play it through once and just take the strategy guide and shove it to the side and play it through once on my own. And then I use the strategy guide on my subsequent playthroughs. But I come to find out that really, unless you have made the exact right decision in Mass Effect 1, which, by the way, the defaults are not.
Yeah. Especially for people with PlayStations, because they never got ME1 at all.
So if you haven't made the right decisions in Mass Effect 1, and you've made the wrong decisions in Mass Effect 2, which the defaults, again, are not, then whatever you do in Mass Effect 3, you're getting the sad ending.
Well, and it's even worse than that. This is where the real douchebaggery comes in. Now, this is where I really thought you'd fight me on this, and I was surprised when you came down on my side on this, was they basically, to get anything other than what's being called the bad ending, well, okay, there is a way around it, but it's so convoluted and ridiculously precise. It's you know, one of those nigh impossible things.
You have to do all the side quests.
Well, and you have to do them in a specific order and just right, and it's ridiculous. You'll never figure it out without that $60 strategy guide.
Well, it's not. Yeah, 30.
Whatever. But they force you to play multiplayer missions, which you have to have an Xbox Live account for us since we're playing on Xbox, another paid service that they're forcing you to do, plus play a whole bunch of side missions on multiplayer to be able to get anything but the good ending.
So
that's douchebaggery.
Bad ending. Anything
the good ending.
But the bad ending.
Yeah.
If you want to get the good ending, you have to go online.
Yeah.
So let's hear. Game, $60. Okay. Xbox Live, 1 year, $60. There's $120 right there.
Yep.
Now, let's say you don't want to do the multiplayer.
Let's say the only people available when you get off work are a bunch of assholes who aren't taking it seriously and just dicking around.
Right. Which
is a majority of
they're called gamers.
Yeah.
But you know, at the very least, you've got, you know, an additional $30 to $40 that you have to spend on top of the game in order to see this possible outcome.
And that's not even counting. They've already said there's going to be two DLC missions that take place before the ending that come out later, which you'll have to pay for.
Well, yeah, that, and you've got $10 for that one that came out right away, the day one DLC, which is bullshit.
I think Trip Hawkins has turned into, he's turned into an Apple employee and just said, money! I want money!
Something, and I don't know whether this was BioWare's decision. I like to think it wasn't.
Everything I've read says this is more on the EA side than the BioWare side.
Yeah.
This seems to be more of a dictate that came down the line. You know, shit flows downhill.
Yes. And yeah, it's getting ridiculous. And we posted about it on Facebook, and I had somebody come back and say, well, Blizzard was making so little money with their 10 million users that they're laying people off. And that's a different thing. That's a different thing altogether.
Yeah, but, that's a monthly subscription and whatnot.
Well, no, not even that. Just a company laying people off. As I came back, I don't care how many people we cram into this room. It only takes one person to turn on the light switch, and everybody can use the light. So if I were to hire a light switch person, why would I hire more than one?
True. Well, Yahoo is laying people off, too.
Yep.
That was just announced the other day.
Yep. Well, not it's Yahoo is... I see the demise of Yahoo within 5 years.
But to me, I will not buy Xbox Live to do these multiplayer missions. I will not. I am so pissed at EA right now. There's actually people trying to start a campaign to get EA to fix this, to say, no, you do not have to do this and like release a patch or something like that, or like an updated version that you can trade in. That there seems to be a groundswell of people going, fuck you.
Yeah.
You are not going to force me to play online to be able to actually beat the game legitimately and actually have my decisions make a difference.
Yeah, and it's strange. And you know, the other way that I look at it too was one reviewer in the article that I said, he said, look, if you don't want to do all of this that they're making you do, then consider it a really, really good game with a very sad ending.
And I'm all right with a sad ending. The problem is game trailers on that keep calling it the bad ending. Like the other endings make you go, yeah! And this one makes you go, okay, so it's over?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they mean sad in the way of, oh man, that's a bummer. They mean sad and like, that's the ending?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what it seems like.
We'll see.
But
we'll see.
But that just, it brings me back to the corporate douchebaggery, which is why I brought the Marvel stuff up at the beginning. So that's kind of the theme for tonight, will be corporate douchebaggery, although you and I have discussed it will be specific to video games if possible.
If possible. There may be some other corporate douchebaggery that wanders in.
But, you know, you and I have had this discussion before on the show about you like DLC, and I think that's corporate douchebaggery. I think when I buy a game, I should get the whole game, not, oh, we've released 90% of the game and you buy another 5% a month from now and the last 5% 3 months from now.
See, let me clarify. Let me talk about the DLC that I do like versus DLC that I don't like. Number one, day one DLC is bullshit.
Why is it not included with the game is the point.
If it's ready and raring to go by the time you release the game on the system, then it shouldn't be DLC. It should either be and on disc DLC, like with, what was it, Street Fighter 4 had a bunch.
No, it's not the same day, but I bought Mass Effect 1 on the Greatest Hits edition,
mm-hmm.
and that had the Bring Down the Sky mission for free on the same disc.
Well, yeah.
So, but otherwise, that was a released later
that's,
one.
That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about when I say on disc DLC is there are a lot where you go, oh, there's this little add-on pack for this game. And you go, download, and it goes, bloop, download complete. You now have 34 more characters to play with. And you're like, wait a minute.
Wait, what, huh?
Yeah. If it downloaded that quickly, that means that it was on the disc. It's rather than DLC, it's unlock.
More or less.
Is what it is. And I am not a fan of that. I am not a fan of day one DLC. The download stuff that I do like is, let's say we buy Futsits and Woozles. And Futsits and Woozles.
I like
is a
that
really...
title, actually. I like Futsits and Woozles. That's a good title.
But that's a really, really kick-ass game that we love. And at the very end, we you know, I play the Woozle side, you play the Futsits side, and for you, the Futsits win, and it was a great ending. And for me, the Woozles win, and it was a great ending. And then, let's say 10 months to a year down the road or so, whoever developed Futsits and Woozles goes, hey, check this out. Now we've got Futsits, Woozles, and Carnal Flarbs. And, you know, you add in the Carnal Flarbs, and that kind of gives you a new campaign. You know, you're like, well, I played all of Futsits and Woozles I want. What are these Carnal Flarbs? And that kind of DLC I like, that kind of reinvigorating the game.
That's not new either. Do you remember Sonic and Knuckles?
Yes.
Which was, for those that are too young to remember, it was literally what's called a lock-on game. It was a game unto itself for the Sega Genesis. You could play Knuckles and whatnot, Or if you took Sonic 2 or 3, it had like a flip on the top, and you saw another import, like where you put the game.
Yep.
If you put the Sonic 2 or 3 on there and Sonic and Knuckles in at the same time, holy crap. It allowed you to play Knuckles in levels of Sonic 2 and 3, plus a whole bunch of levels that you couldn't access as Sonic or Tails.
Right.
So that's kind of what you're talking about, which even goes back to the mid-90s when they did that.
Kind of, sort of. But yeah, it's the one that reinvigorates the game. So yeah, and that kind of DLC I like. Even if it's cheap enough or if it's free, you know, like if it's cheap enough, like some that are a buck or less, and you get extra outfits and as well as long, you know.
See, that's all useless.
Yes, it's all completely useless. But at a buck, it's cheap enough that if I really like the game, I'll throw them an extra buck and go, hey, neat, you know.
Well, and then you've got one thing that, going back to, again, I don't know if it's BioWare or EA, when it comes to DLC, is when they start changing shit up on you. Because, like, Bring Down the Sky was a free DLC mission. Getting Kasumi, the mission where you get Kasumi was free initially.
Yep. Yeah.
The mission where you get one of the other characters, I don't remember, was free initially. Then after that, they said, okay, these stop being free. Now you got to pay to get Kasumi. Now you got to pay to get this other one. And the next like two that we're releasing, they're all pay too. Fuck you with this free stuff. We're done with free DLC.
And again, I think that was an EA Microsoft.
But that's a douchebag move.
That, yeah, kind of, sort of.
Like the Star Wars Force Unleashed 2. Yes, there are DLCs you can pay for, but if you bought the game right away, the Endor mission came as an on-disc DLC. You could download it for free, or it was right on the disc with you where you can go slaughter the Ewoks and everything after you beat the game.
Okay.
That was a neat little thing. Oh, an extra Endor mission I didn't have to pay for. That was cool to me. And then there's like the Hoth missions and stuff, and you go, oh, you have to pay for those? Well, fuck that. I ain't doing that. I'm not doing it.
I don't blame you.
So like for the Mass Effect 3 thing, I'm not doing the multiplayer. Fuck you, EA. I'm going to play through the game, and I'm going to play it making the decisions I want, and we'll see what I get. But I am not. You are not making me buy Xbox Live. Kiss my fucking ass.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. That's why, you know, to tell you the truth, I have been thinking a whole lot lately about buying a PS3.
Why?
Well, you can play online for free. Multiplayer for free. You get Netflix on there for free. There's a whole bunch of features. Plus, there's a whole lot more free DLC games and free independent games on the PlayStation Network than there are on Xbox Live. Well, and frankly, as far as the online, and I've been looking at Uncharted 2, Uncharted 3, and I've been looking at them going, I could be Indiana Jones.
Okay, the only thing I'll say is, and maybe this is just from too many years of playing it, I like the Xbox 360 controller feels much more natural in your hand than the PS3 or even PS2 controller.
Oh, I agree, but that's why third parties make controllers.
Right, I'm just saying it just feels more natural. It's much more difficult for me to pop my son's PS3 on and play a game because the button configurations just feel weird to me.
Yeah, and that's why third parties make controllers. Because there are a couple, and it's not Mad Catz. Don't ever buy Mad Catz.
I've never even heard
anything.
Of that.
Oh God, they're quality shit. But there are a couple of third party people that make PS3 controllers shaped like Xbox controllers.
I bet Sony's not happy about that.
Why not?
Well, I mean, hell, remember back in the days, you know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about Intellivision and all that, when they actually had an add-on you could buy that would allow you to play Atari games on your ColecoVision or Intellivision. Can you imagine that today, a third party selling an adapter that would allow you to play a 360 game on an Xbox or on a PS3?
Not selling.
That's what I'm saying. This was like over the counter. You could buy it. They advertised it on TV kind of thing.
Well,
the market's changed a lot, my friend.
They have them. They're not selling them. But yeah, I got to admit, this boneheaded move by EA, I have never hacked my Xbox. Couple of reasons. One,
it might not work. There's always a chance you fuck your Xbox up. It might not work,
and I fuck my Xbox up, and I have a $600 brick. Or two, I get discovered by Microsoft.
Yeah, because they actively kind of troll and look for that. And then they go, shut off.
Yeah, but I figure if I take my wireless adapter off, if I've got my PS3, and let's say I pick up Mass Effect 2 on their Golden Games release or whatever, and I pick up Mass Effect 3 for my PS3, and I decide to play through the Sony network and do it that way, I might just hack my Xbox because I know that there is a group right now working on hacking ME3 and giving you... You remember when ME2 came out for the PlayStation 3 and they had that little motion comic that made the decisions through ME1 using the motion comic?
I remember like reading about it, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
Well, it's there, and you can get it for Xbox too. But if you... They're working on making a version of that for ME3 for 1 and 2.
Okay, well, I've got another bone. It seems like EA, they've nurtured this franchise so good, and then for 3 they said, well, there's not going to be any more games, so fuck it, we want our money. One douchebag move that, again, I don't know if you'll agree with me on or not, is the fact that the game was designed to be played with the Kinect. They've outright released a press release. It'll play good with a controller. It was made to be played with Kinect and will play better. Yes, they even...
Josh. Stop. I'm going to correct you right there with the Kinect. It was made to be enhanced by Kinect. Everybody I have talked to, including insiders, that, you know, game journalists and stuff like that, said, yeah, the Kinect stuff was nice, but it isn't necessary and it isn't detrimental to your game if you don't use it.
Right, but the video they released at one of the gaming cons outright said the game plays smoother and cleaner with the Kinect. So they say if you really want to play this game, you should play it on Kinect. And I'm saying, fuck you.
That's marketing.
And that's bullshit. Stop.
No, that's not bullshit. That's marketing. That's called... Microsoft would like us to use this game to sell their Kinects. Let's do it. Okay. That's all that is.
I disagree.
It doesn't bother me in any way, you know, for them to go and it plays on the Kinect too. Woo! It doesn't take anything away from me.
But what they say is it plays better on the Kinect. And I'm saying, well, screw you then. Of course they're
saying it plays better on the Kinect because they want to sell the Kinect.
They're not getting my money for a Kinect ever. Well,
then fine. They're not getting my money for Kinect either because my living room isn't big enough.
I can't believe that that's the only reason you won't buy a Kinect is because you literally can't fit it. I would think that you'd have a moral objection to that stupid, you know, waving the lightsaber with your arm shit.
I find motion gaming in general silly.
I think it's ridiculous. I can't stand it.
It's good for one thing. The titles like Just Dance and stuff like that, where it really does take a full body. I will give BioWare credit with the Kinect stuff that they put in with the voice commands and stuff. Neat. Why can't I use my little chat headset to do that?
Well, and then you look at some of the games that are Kinect only, where you look at like the game trailer reviews for them, and they say, if this were with a controller, I'd be much more accurate. This is so much more difficult to hit a target swinging your arm than to pressing a button and moving, you know, an iron sight around.
Yeah.
They're like, why is this Kinect only? It just makes the game worse to not be able to use my controller.
Okay.
And it seems like they're going, we want to sell these things so bad, we're going to shoot our own toe off to do this.
And they're selling they're selling well.
Which really sickens me on a certain
level. They're outselling the PlayStation Move.
What, you mean that big dildo with the bright up end? Or is that the Kinect?
No, that's the PlayStation Move, is the one with the big glowy ball on the end.
It looks like a fucking anal probe.
And the little camera, the PlayStation Eye.
Look out, he's got his probe! it's from a Simpsons. Never mind. But you know, that just to me is kind of a douchebag move to go plays good. But it can play better if you get the other $100 add-on. Like,
$200, $100.
Whatever, but I don't know.
When it comes, you know, again, that's marketing. I look at that and I go, no. It really, you know, yeah, okay, maybe it makes a little bit of difference. Maybe I keep my hand on my trigger as opposed to rotating my thumb and making a choice. But whoop-de-honk, it hasn't really...
Whoop-de-honk?
It hasn't made... A fuck what's the difference in my gameplay, but of course they're going to say.
I just bought it today, so I haven't tried playing it yet.
But of course they're going to say it plays better because they want to sell the Kinect, and anybody with half a brain can go, okay, whatever. And anybody with a decent amount of thought who doesn't already own a Kinect, who thinks is thinking about going out and buying a Kinect, will either A, try the game without the Kinect. B, wait on the reviews to come in, which Game Informer did an ME3 with Kinect review, and they went, yeah, it's kind of neat. It was pretty much the if I were to boil down the whole review, it would be, yeah, you can do some neat stuff. It's kind of neat.
Well, there's something else I wanted to talk to you. I talked to you about this a little in the car when you were going to get smokes.
Right.
That. When they start making a game, they announce it, gameplay footage is released and whatnot. And I'm not talking Duke Nukem where it's taking, 14 years or get that piece of crap out. And then they decide for whatever reason, whether it's an artistic reason, whether it's the system's buggy or whatever, and they've got an almost completed game and they scrap it all and start over. That just to me seems like such a waste.
And see, but... The company's wasting their money and not mine.
But in some cases, like the one I'm thinking of is Resident Evil 1.5, which is what it's called. It's the original version of Resident Evil 2. It was over 70% done. Totally different characters, totally different aesthetic. It had a very sci-fi feel, a very like metal and chrome look instead of almost the Old West kind of town that Raccoon City became in the released version of that. And a lot of people said it looked better than the released version. And some of the betas, they're like, it played well. And literally, it was a decision that they made that they just said, we don't like the sci-fi look, so we're going to scrap the last, 12 months of work we did and rebuild the game from scratch. And you kind of go, why?
But see, again, to me, that's the company wasting their own money.
But then you've got other ones.
Not
like
mine.
The reason this is back in the gaming news again is Aliens Colonial Marines. When the Aliens vs. Predator game came out 2 years ago now, the one that was released for the home consoles, they had already almost gotten done with Colonial Marines, a third-person shooter and whatnot, and they'd had gameplay footage come out and whatnot, and they...
Really and whatnot?
Well, trailers.
You know what? People that are playing Lost in the Static drinking game right now, thanks to you and me and the last, four sentences... have had like 6 shots of alcohol.
Well, they had all this stuff for Colonial Marines. The game, they said, was over 90% done. And then they decided, let's see how Aliens vs. Predator sells. If it doesn't sell well, we're just going to scrap the 90% that you've already got.
Okay.
A game that people are already looking forward to. You've already announced a release date for. You've already got gameplay footage out for. You're going to scrap it because sales of another game are bad?
Sure.
That's ridiculous to me. The game's almost done. What do you lose finishing the game and releasing it? Even if it sells like crap, it's going to make you more money than not selling it at all, doesn't it?
Not necessarily.
How so?
I don't know. I'm not an accountant, but basically sometimes it's... If you have a factory sitting still and doing nothing, that's more expensive than selling the factory, or sometimes even running a factory and selling the cars or whatever they're making, not even at a loss. Sometimes you end up making more by shutting down a factory. It's a weird,
it's the same
demand side economic thing. But
it's the same thing with movies that you've got whole movies that are completed, sitting on the shelf. They're edited. They've got music. They're totally ready for release. And then the studio goes, we don't think people will buy this DVD, so we're just never going to release this movie. Okay. And that's happened before, and you go, why? It's making you zero money now. You put it out on DVD with a minimal marketing campaign, you're going to make something.
Maybe not. Because there's the cost of marketing it, there's a cost of making it, there's a cost of pressing the DVD, and sometimes zero is the best return you can get.
I have the same thing with unaired TV shows. You know, the show gets canceled after the fifth episode, but they've already got episode 8 shot and edited. And you go, okay, so those last 3 episodes you've already paid for, they're completely paid for, and you're not going to even throw them in at 3 in the morning to burn them off?
What if your sponsor backs out?
Most shows nowadays don't have sponsors.
Well, what if your sponsor backs out? What if your advert? What if something on the show upset your advertisers to the point that they say, if you show the show, we're going to pull our advertising off your network?
Most shows don't do that anymore.
I realize that, but
you know, it's like, to me, it makes more sense to just air it and get it out of there, and then you can wipe your hands of whatever the show is. It just does not make sense to me to sit on completed or nearly completed TV shows, movies, video games. I've seen that with comic books. They're like, the art's all done. It's all inked. All it has to do is go to the printer. You really think like an Avengers comic is not going to sell enough copies that you're going to at least make back what it cost to print?
You never know. You never know. So tell me this. What do you think of Terra Nova being canceled?
I heard about that. That pisses me off. That's actually a topic for another time. I was going to bring to you a whole topic of TV shows that got canceled with huge cliffhangers.
Okay.
So I don't really want to talk about that too much because that might be...
But are you pissed about it?
Yes, because the show really picked up at the end. I mean, I liked it prior to that, but it was just one of those it really picked up in the last couple, and then it ends on a monster cliffhanger, and then they go, yeah, we're not doing any more of those.
Yeah, like Firefly.
But Firefly got a movie at least out of the Men with Hands of Blue was never brought up again and shit. But
yeah, that was a big deal, and they made fucking River a Mary Sue character.
Well, and then also...
Oh, I hate that character.
I think... Didn't the comic books pick up where the TV show ended off?
No.
I think.
I don't know. I don't care.
All right. Well, that's another thing that pisses me off. The whole... This current trend in comic books of, we'll take a canceled TV show, a one that had a proper finale like Buffy.
Right.
And we're going to do... And they're calling it like Buffy Season 8. Buffy Season 9. That just really pisses me off. So the show is continued in the comic book? That's dumb.
I agree. Speaking of which, Jackalope is canceling us. Is the reason one of the reasons we're talking about this
right now.
No,
they're not. Shut the
fuck
up.
But you can pick up the Lost in the Static comic book, and it'll feature pictures of me and Josh and then just arguments above it. And
it'll be drawn live, which I know is a real stress on the artist's wrists.
Poor Todd. Todd's drawing all our Lost in the Static comic books.
But no, we're not being canceled.
No, we're not yet.
Much to Scott's chagrin.
Actually, it's not really to my chagrin. The future of the show right now is in Josh's hands. And if he makes the wrong decision, I'm done.
So Renegade or Paragon?
Kind of, sort of.
But what it comes down to is, I'm so sick of this corporate douchebaggery that, I mean, they look at us as the game buying public, the TV viewers, the movie buying public. They look at us as just dollar signs. I know this is not going to come as a shock, but it's not about, they don't care if it's a good movie anymore.
See, that's, no, Josh, because I'm torn inside, because I agree with you. You're right. But then the capitalist in me looks at this and goes, well, fucking, these are not people. These are not single individuals in control making these decisions anymore. These are boards. Nothing good ever came out of a committee. Nothing that wasn't such a watered down, shit worthless compromise that it was completely without wings came out of a committee. And you've got games. You've got games being designed by committee. You've got movies being designed and controlled by committee. You've got music by committee now. And the truth is, you're right. They don't care. They see us as dollar signs. But again, the capitalist inside me is going, good on them. They're corporations.
See, I don't have the capitalist inside me.
That's what they do. That's their corporations. And I hate this thing where people, you get to rant. It's my turn now.
Did I shit on you for that?
I hate this attitude recently. And it's not even a Republican Democrat thing, because the Republicans are like, of course, corporations are people and belong to decide to have all their rights and everything like that. No. Corporations are not people. They have no soul. They have no heart. They have no input. Any company over 10 to 15 employees has absolutely no heart or soul to it. It's a corporation. The whole point of it is to make money. They don't die. If they do something illegal, there's no one person to send to jail. Hell, most of the time, nobody ends up paying for it, and the corporation just goes, meh, and goes on.
Well,
they're not fucking human beings. They're there to make money. So when corporations do layoffs, when they do stupid decisions like this with the DLC and with the multiplayer and everything like that, the only thing that you as a consumer can do is vote with your wallet. And you and I have, because you and I bought the game.
Unfortunately.
No, you knew about this before you bought the game.
That's true. But on the other hand, they did kind of have me over a barrel. I want to know how the story goes, which is how they manipulated
then
me.
Which is more important to you? Concluding the story or getting lovey-huggy free stuff from EA? And obviously for you, it was concluding the story.
I'm not going to pay for any of their DLC. I'm not going to pay for their multiplayer.
That's exactly what you should do. You're doing the right thing, and you shouldn't gripe about it.
Well,
it's just the way things are.
I've got something to bring up to you. If corporations are people, Mitt Romney made his whole career out of going in, buying dying corporations, dying people, and then chopping them up and piecing them out.
Right.
Why is he not a serial killer then? Because what he did is basically said, this arm works better over here. Slice, send that to this other... he's a cannibal. This is one of the presidential candidates... Well, possible presidential candidates, yeah. And he's a cannibal of corporations or people.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is that's why I'm saying this whole idea of corporations being people and having the same rights is dumb. And it's dumb for a couple of reasons. It's dumb on one side because they don't die. They don't have a set... People die. That's just the way it is. And when people die... Stuff is done with their assets, and stuff is done with the things that they created.
Well, you brought up earlier, you think Yahoo's going to die.
Yeah, I think Yahoo's going to go under. That doesn't... I'm going to say that Yahoo is going to... There's going to be a major change. Probably somebody with some startup money and a venture capitalist will end up buying up
the Yahoo
name will continue to exist. The corporation as it is will not. Kind of like Palm...
Well, and then this also brings up, and I know we're way off topic here, but it also brings up more of an esoteric, how much can you live with and still be a human? Like, you see these lawyers that pull the sleaziest, most untoward things in court, usually on behalf of a corporation, and then you have to look at them and go, you still consider yourself human after all the drop-down, drag-out bullshit, inhumanity to man shit you just pulled. You have no fucking trouble sleeping at night, and they always go, it's my job.
Yeah.
I can't justify that. I couldn't justify my job being something where I'm that immoral.
That's why you're not
a
lawyer.
You lose your humanity when you start doing that. And the whole point is, how do you go home to your wife and your kid and pretend that you're still a human being after what you've done in court to that company or that person?
I drive a nice car and have really, really nice things and a really decent bank account.
Then you're lying. You're lying to yourself, and it's false. You're giving yourself false humanity.
No, the truth is that... When it comes to lawyering and law and stuff like that, sometimes when lawyers find these weird little loopholes and work through them, I almost got to hand it to them because, wow. But
to me, corruption should not be encouraged. It should not be rewarded. Corruption should be punished.
But it's not It's not all corruption.
It is corruption because the people that made the law with that loophole are in the pocket of the same people that are exploiting the loophole in most cases. Sometimes it's an oversight. And they go, oh, somebody didn't notice this. I got him by the barrel. Other times they go, all right, I'm gonna write this law with a specific wording. And then in a couple of years, if you guys get taken to court, this wording is going to save your ass.
Okay.
That's corruption. And that's 90% of the loopholes that they find are intentionally planted loopholes.
Really? Do you have proof of this?
Not in front of me, but I do on my pewter at home. Because we're at your house, so I don't have access to any of my files.
Good, send it to me.
I will.
But
you need to take over when I'm coughing like that.
No, I don't. I want the audience to enjoy your cough as much as I do.
I told you, I have a bronchial infection that is not going away.
It's because he won't go see a doctor. So what?
Okay, so the medicine I'm taking that was prescribed to me by my doctor to make this. Dude, have you noticed how little I have been coughing compared to a couple of weeks ago?
This is true. It is
getting better. It's a lot better.
So, Mike, but when it comes to this stuff, when it comes to the DLC and when it comes to corporations raking over the coals, I guess that's the important thing. The important thing for every consumer to remember is, number one, these corporations are not people. These corporations are out to make money. And if that includes taking your oldest employee that's been there for forever and has given you lots and lots of, you know, great stuff in the past, but now recently hasn't, and laying him off, that's what they're going to do. They're not human. Don't get angry about it. Vote with your wallet. Hit them where it hurts, their bottom line.
And that's the problem, especially when it comes to games. People like you and I, we bitch and bitch and bitch, and you and I still bought the game anyway.
Yeah.
We are just as guilty because they know they can manipulate us. And as far as I'm concerned, Mass Effect 3 was the one thing I was willing to make an exception on. They hadn't done it prior to this. I've never paid for a DLC before, and I'm not going to start now. And basically, they're not going to be able to do it again. I made an exception with Mass Effect 3, but they're not going to get me if they pull this shit with Halo 4
or anything like that. That was a value judgment on your part.
Right, but I'm saying they haven't in the past. Like, I have never paid for DLC. If it's not included for free, I don't need to play it.
Okay.
You're not getting my money. And I wish more people would say that and go, and then they go, oh shit, the DLC is selling like shit. Maybe we should just give it away as free promotion.
Well, that's the whole point of this particular show is, if you're going to gripe about corporate decisions, you have to hit them where it hurts. And that's with your wallet.
And I've been doing that to movies. I think the last movie I went and saw in a theater was Machete. Before that, it was Predators. And those were quite a distance apart. I don't think I've seen more than 6 movies in the theater in the last 7 years.
I think the only movies that I've seen in the theater in the past 10 years have been the big epic ones. I did see the Harry Potters in the theater.
That's because you're a fan of the books, though.
Because Don's a huge fan of the books, and I'm a pretty good fan of the books. I did see the Lord of the Rings in the theater.
See, the only reason I saw those, I worked at the theater, so it was free.
But I haven't seen many others.
And so, see, I'm voting against movies with my wallet. You are not getting my money for Spider-Man and all this and the X-Men movies. You're not getting my money. And even if I do end up seeing the movie, it's on cable. So it's something I was paying for anyway, so you're not getting any extra money from me when I see it on HBO. Because I had HBO anyway.
Or I go see it at a friend's house, or I go, you know, if they really liked it and they pick it up on DVD, I'll go watch it with them first. Or I'll see it on Netflix or something like that.
You know, we're voting on movies with our dollar.
And I guess that's my whole point of this is rather than, you know, write a very scathing letter online, vote with your wallet.
If I didn't already have a topic, keep in mind this is now out of date when you hear this. If I didn't already have a topic set for next week's Sanity is Razor Thin, it would be bitching about this EA thing. But I already have a topic set, so I primed it the week prior.
Okay.
So otherwise, this would be my rant online about that. But what it comes down to is stop being their sheeple. Stop giving them their money.
I hate that term.
Sheeple?
Yeah, don't fucking use that term.
What, sheep and people?
Yeah, I know. It's stupid.
You're stupid.
You assume that our listeners have no brain. Beat, beat, go be sheeple, go get herded. That is so damn demeaning.
No, I actually think our listeners are more intelligent than the sheeple, but they're also the ones that are buying the DLC. They're the ones that are still going to see a movie every week because, well, there's nothing else to do. And wow, that Wrath of the Titans, it's got great looking CGI, so let's go see that.
Again, that's a value judgment.
It's a value I don't share.
Yeah, it's a value you don't share, but it's still a value judgment. And I'm not going to hold it against them.
I'm not going to hold it against them. I just wish they would make a different decision.
You wish that they would agree with you?
No. I wish they would, like you said,
make the same decision you did.
I wish they would see the truth as I see it. Does that make any sense?
No.
Yes, it does.
Because most of those people do see the truth as you see it.
And yet they still go to the movies.
Yeah.
They still pay. They still give ticket sales to this garbage. So you wish that they would
make the same decision you did?
Kinda.
There you go.
I wish more people would stand up and go, you know what? I'm not going to the movie theater. I am not going to buy a ticket for any of these films, not even the cheap, you know, one in the afternoon on a Sunday matinees. The word wouldn't enter my head.
I'm not gonna buy this DLC or I'm not gonna buy these comics. You wish more people would agree with you. And I'm not saying I wish more people would agree with me. I'm saying I wish that they wouldn't make one value judgment with their wallet and then vocalize another, like what we just did on this show.
Well, okay, the way I'm justifying it to myself is...
Neither one of us have spent money on the DLC, and my value judgment is I wanted to complete the game.
I bought the game.
I will support the game. The DLC and the stuff like that, not so much.
Yeah, I will not give them extra.
There you go.
You know, and then it really does come down to the whole... Like you said, the day one DLC that came out, you just got blooped.
Yeah, I just got blooped. I'm willing to bet it. I'm willing to bet anything. That was weird.
I don't know.
That was Google Talk, and it usually pops up in my Gmail thing too when it does that. Or wait a minute, it's over here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, he just got blooped on Facebook.
Sorry about that.
And hi Marcy,
you made the air.
But yeah, anyway. Blooped Scott while we were recording, damn it.
That's okay. And we're 52 minutes in. I'm not re-recording this episode.
but what it really comes down to for me is, you know, we had already, like my son had already pre-ordered ME3.
Okay.
You know, before we knew about any of the day one DLC, before we knew about the multiplayer and all that. So we were kind of already committed beforehand. Yes, you could have canceled the pre-order, but like we said, we're finishing the game, but they're getting nothing extra out of us.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe it's just us justifying it to ourselves, because I know some smart-ass listener, Terrence, is going to point out that we are just trying to justify ourselves to ourselves the same thing we're telling them not to do. Maybe that's right.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but...
But on the other hand...
What I'm saying is more than doing what we're doing right now, if you really want to exercise your power as a consumer, do it with your wallet.
Exactly. And then remember, PR@AmericanHorrors.com to get the Marvel Can Still Suck My Cock t-shirts. And you, not only do you get a cool t-shirt, you help out Gary Friedrich, the screwed over creator of Ghost Rider. You can contact me at 1201beyond@gmail.com or my webpage, 1201beyond.com. You can contact S. Murray at...
What? S. Murray at? What are you talking about?
S. Murray 75 at Gmail. I'm trying to get you to plug your own shit.
Or better yet, just look me up on Facebook or look up Lost in the Static on Facebook at facebook.com/Lost in the Static.
As one word.
Well, yeah. It's a web address. Anyone with any technical expertise knows that, Josh. The fact that you still have to one word tells me that you're an idiot.
I'm a Luddite. Yeah. Well, and then don't you do some other show that you might want to plug?
Yes, I do. I do another Pagan podcast. It's available on iTunes. Just search it up. Do that with my wife and our friend Teresa. And
Jason Oblivion.
Yeah,
might as well
Jason,
plug his show.
Definitely. Jason Oblivion is the shock jock of...
Jackalope.
Catch him live Sundays at 2 o'clock Central, noon Pacific, and you can work it out from there, from where you
wherever
are.
Wherever you
but
happen to be.
It's a great show. He and Dale, you know, Dale's over in England. Jason's here in California, and it's a hell of a show.
It's called Another Damn Talk Show.
Another Damn Talk Show. You didn't give the title. I laugh every week. Every week.
So please go listen to that. And check out my column, Sanity is Razor Thin, at geekjuicemedia.com. And listen to Geek Juice Radio on Jackalope as well. I'm on that fairly regularly, too.
Definitely. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.